25 WL Mobile. KO4HKX here.
I don't know, have you heard about Lake Lure or anything about Lake Lure this afternoon?
On it, that the dam is breached. The dam is breached.
Something about that on the broadcast. I didn't hear all of it, so. Anyways, I'm trying to figure a way out of my neighborhood right now. Went one way, I got trees and power lines blocking them. We'll try the other route.
Be careful. There have been lots of reports of trees falling, even still.
But, see if I can find, go over to a friend's house and give them a hand. Anyways, I'll let you go. Stay care. Thank you for what you're doing today. And KA5WL Mobile will be monitoring for a while.
Yeah, you stay safe out there. Standing by.
K4HNR.
KO4HKX.
Just a quick question. Wanted to see if you heard from anybody over in Girton. Got some relatives out that way and can't get a hold of them. Probably all the cell towers are messed up, I guess.
I don't know if this repeater reaches that far, but you might want to jump up on the 145.190, the Mount Mitchell repeater, and see if anybody up there can get through for you. Or if you have a phone number, I can relay it up to Duncan, and he's done that before me before. He does have phone and all that up there, so we can go that route.
I'll give that repeater a shot, and I will let you know. Appreciate it, Patrick, K4HNR.
Anything else, just check back in, KO4HK, standing by.
Foxtrot Lima Echo, contact.
Yes, sir. My name's Randy. I'm here in Candler, North Carolina, about 9 miles west of Asheville. Having trouble with Verizon service. Anybody know what's going on with Verizon over?
Specifics, but I know I do not have cell service either, and I'm on Verizon, and I'm in Brevard. So it's an area-wide outage.
Honey, my son has a little $30 Cricket phone, and he's sending pictures and calls, and I'm going to have to go talk to Verizon over.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the answer is, but it has definitely showed the weakness in their links, let's put it that way.
Hey, copy that. Well, I appreciate the comeback. It's the Kilo Mike 4, Foxtrot Lima Echo 73s.
I'll be monitoring the repeater. KO4HKX, standing by.
Before BDR, if anybody needs a phone relay or anything like that, just send them to me. I do have cell phone service here, so I'm available to do that.
I'll keep that in mind.
WLL. The A2 machine is out of service right now. Not sure of the problem, but we believe it's a power outage up on the mountain.
We're playing to Verizon and all the other cell towers, too. So, thanks for the info. KO4HKX, standing by. Okay, go ahead.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. My wife is listening to my radio at home because her phone is almost dead. Is it okay if I just relay a 5-second message?
Hey, what's your message?
Hey, if you're hearing this, I will be home here shortly. I'm doing okay. Just got a good kerosene and I'll be on my way. Love you. Take you for BGE. Thank you.
Okay, standing by.
KX and Gerald TR.
Car, go ahead. KO4HKX.
The old man's pooped. Just wanted to say if I can help out in any way. Spectrum, my telephone's working fine, and I don't mind. I'm not going back out for about another hour. I imagine I got to eat some lunch.
I will definitely keep that in mind if somebody else comes in here. If Connor comes back in here, I will reach out to you. KO4HKX, standing by.
Don't mind a bit. And Gerald GR73.
HKX, W4SOE.
KX, go ahead.
Hey, this is Sean.
Are you familiar with, or I just want to kind of make a general call, is there anybody that's in the Landrum area that can go by and check on someone?
People monitoring the repeater earlier, so go ahead and make your call, and we'll see what we can do.
For SOA, looking for any station in or near Landrum, in or near Landrum. Over. SOA, looking for any station in or around Landrum, in or around Landrum. Over. Heard. If you hear one of those stations, you recognize them, I'm looking for someone to check in on my mother. She's not answering on either phone. I tried to go up 14, there's a tree over it, and they turned me around.
We'll keep an ear out and see what I can do for you. I don't have anybody on frequency right at this moment that is local to that area, so but I do have them checking in from time to time, and I will ask for that. But do me a favor and let me get my pen and paper out, and you give me your call sign again real quick. Or was this Sean?
Yeah, this is Sean, W4SOE.
What area are you looking for? KG4LSL.
Landrum, right off of 14. My mother lives in there.
I'm way too far south of that. I'm in Anderson. Sorry.
No problem. No problem. I just thought I'd reach out and see if anyone was around.
4NUE, KO4HKX. CEF, KO4HKX.
KO4CEF.
Gotta get out. I haven't been up 26 or anywhere on Highway 11.
Brent is needing somebody to check on his mother in that area. I didn't know if you were around there.
Here, there. I mean, push comes to shove, I could get up that way. I mean, as long as the roads were clear.
No, either way. I was just looking for somebody that might be around that area at this moment.
Yeah, well, right now it seems like Andrew is the only one on repeater. That's why I say keep checking back with me and we'll find somebody to go that way as quick as we can.
I'll be right back.
Coming back to me, KO4HKX, standing by.
Coming up, KO4CF, standing by.
HKX, KI4EJY.
Or EJY, go ahead.
We're probably not too far from where he's looking to have someone check that out, but we're traveling right now. It's probably another 30 or 40 minutes before I get back to that area. Over.
Comes back from his phone call, I will relay that message to him and see what what he wants to do. KO4HKX. Thank you, Elijah.
I'm back, W4SOE.
This is Sean. Go ahead with your message, Sean.
Hey, Elijah, I was just looking at someone in the Landrum area to swing by and check on my mother. I was texting her this morning, she was responding. Now both phones go straight to voicemail. If you're up in that area and don't mind doing it, I can give you my number and then I'll give you the details offline.
Well, right now I'm mobile in Greer, but I live in Lyman. I'm only about a 15-20 minute drive from Landrum, but I'm happy to head up there and see if I can make contact with her. It will probably be another 30, maybe 40 minutes before I'm heading back towards that direction.
No problem at all. As long as you don't mind doing it. I don't think it's an emergency at this point, but not able to reach her. And well, let me ask you, have you come down 14? Is 14 clear from Landrum to 29 now?
I am unaware of. I did not come down Highway 14. But if you want to go ahead and give me your information, I can take that down and we can make contact off air.
All right, when you're ready to copy, I'll send my number. Niner 3-1-2-1-7-5-7-0-0. How copy?
I have 9-3-1-2-1-7-5-0-double, 5-7-0-0.
Thank That's a good copy. Over.
A text here in just a second.
Roger that. Thank you.
KI-4, EJ White, clear.
I'll be here on the side, W4SOE.
I'm glad I could help, guys, put this together. And Elijah, thank you for coming in here. KO4HK, standing by. XXHT. X, go ahead, KO4HK here. HKX, that last station, you broke up, and we have no copy on your transmission. On station, no copy on your transmission. All I got was Pelham Road, KO4HKX.
KJ4RXX, HT.
J4RXX.
Stop a minute on Pelham Road. Change has power and is pumping gas, but there's long lines.
Gas station Pelham at 85 has got power and pumping, but long line. Didn't get to station, but I'm sure they'll figure it out when they get there. KO4HKX.
The Exxon station there across the street from Waffle House.
Appreciate you coming back with that information. There have been a lot of people who would like to know that.
I was down on Woodruff, the Rubber Mountain and Woodruff Road QT was operational. It was elbow to elbow, though, so he might be there a while.
I filled up yesterday before all this happened. KO4HK, standing by.
JE with a question, if anybody knows out there, how far or how wide is the power outage?
Specific on how wide it is, but it is wide coverage. I know Duke Power was reporting statewide earlier today, and I'm sure that's only gone up since then.
Wow, 1.5, that's probably 25% of the state then.
I'd be willing to say there's more without power than there is with power.
Actually, I had to get out on the road a little bit, and there are some areas you can see the telephone poles are broke as far as you can see down the road.
That's why power's going to be out for a couple days more than likely. This is going to be a mess to clean up in all locations.
I just got caught a little short. My truck broke down while I was out making a round, and then when the wife come to get me, we were low on gas. I'm like, oh, no. So we're kind of stuck here for a while.
It's probably the safest place to be, and it allows the emergency workers to do their job, so that's probably not a bad thing to be stuck at home and not have to worry about it unless you have an emergency. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
Up, we should be good to go. But thank you for letting me know if you're curious. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo, listening.
HKX.
Go ahead with your message.
This is N4VUT. Do you know anything about power down on Wade Hampton or on the 29?
Last I heard, there was quite a bit of power outage in that area. CPW was out assessing the damage. And there's lots of trees down, so, and power poles too. So I don't know any more than that at this point.
4BUT, clear.
4BUT, can you give me your call sign, please?
That was N4 Victor Uniform Tango.
UT, okay. And a name to go with that, please, sir?
This is Jamie, and I'm up here in Tigerville.
I'm just trying to jot down so I know who's where, what, and who's on the frequency, so if somebody needs some help.
Running off from a little handy, but if you need anything up in this area, I've been out a little bit, and it's pretty much there's some clear paths on main roads, but the back roads are pretty much all shut down.
What I've been hearing, so you stay safe up there, and thank you for checking in with me, Jamie. I do appreciate that.
For Delta Kilo.
November Delta Kilo, go ahead, KO4HK.
NDK. I think I'm getting out better than I'm receiving. It's real scratchy, but just listening down here in Charlotte. Down in Charlotte. Over.
Right to Charlotte. That's good. You're making a good trip up this way.
Everybody's okay. I'm monitoring Mount Mitchell, 145-190 also.
Can I call sign one more time, please, sir?
4 November Delta Kilo, Whiskey 4 November Delta Kilo.
Please.
Last transmission, but this is W4NDK. I'll be monitoring.
Thank you.
Nate, November Alpha Tango Echo.
Got it. Thank you for coming in here and checking in with us. Hopefully you're okay and safe down there.
All right, much better off here in Charlotte than up in the mountains or Spartanburg area. The Asheville area is out of power, you're probably aware. Flooding on I-40. Lake Lure Dam is cracked, and Tunnel Road is flooded in Asheville. Over.
Yeah, Transylvania County is cut in half. That's where I live, so over in Brevard. And Henderson County is without power. Transylvania County is without power. Emergency services are overloaded. 911's down. It's just been an overload to everybody's system today. So the best thing everybody can do is stay home.
Yeah, I tried to call emergency services in Mitchell County for somebody who needs a welfare check and could not get through. But the volunteer fire departments are taking messages, so at least they have voicemail. All right, well, there is somebody on 145-190 calling family for people to let them know people are okay. So they're using their cell phone. Cell phone service is down there, too.
I've got one guy in Asheville that he has phone service, and so I reach out to him when I need somebody to check on something.
And could I have your call sign? I'll just write it down here. And if anybody on Mitchell needs you, maybe cross-communication, maybe I can help.
And my call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray. And I'm Patrick.
Hotel Kilo X-Ray, Patrick. Nice to meet you. Thank you for helping. There is somebody on Mitchell, AE4EP, Alpha Echo 4 Echo Papa. His name is Gene Presley. He's in Swannanoa, and he's helping people, too. So, Patrick, I'll communicate your name out if you see anything's needed in your area. Thanks so much.
Thank you for coming in here with us. KO4HKX, standing by.
Whiskey 4, November, Golf Uniform, Bill, Boiling Springs, monitoring.
For Bill, I didn't get your whole call sign there, but go ahead.
Whiskey 4, November, Golf.
4NG, I got that, and then you broke up.
I see, Patrick, this is up.
Got it now.
WG4C.
Bill's here with us, too.
Hey, just to let you know, Way 25 in Greenville, the QC and the sink does have gas. I just topped off my tank for the generator.
Matt, you were broken up a little bit there.
QT and sink on Highway 25 in Greenville has gas. I just topped off my generator tank.
Stage comes out correct.
QSL, QSL, WG4MC.
I'm writing it down right now, Matt. Thank you for letting me know. And Phil, can you make me out now?
1 Juliet Echo, I heard there was a gas station that was selling gas on Tigerville Road. Is that in TR?
It was on Highway 25 and Ferris Bridge.
And Bridge, thank you.
JKV, you still on frequency? JKV, KO4HKX.
For HKX. This is KQ4KTU, Scott in Hendersonville.
Hey, Scott, KO4HKX here. And let me verify your call right quick. KO4KTU.
It is Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Uniform.
KTU.
That is affirmative. Just asking a question. I think I heard you mention something about Lake Lure. Is the dam out at Lake Lure?
It does have a crack in it, so it does have a breach.
They've been struggling to get the lake lowered since yesterday, but that's the last I heard. I have not heard anything in the last couple of hours.
Thank you for that updated information, Patrick. I also have limited cell service here. If I can be of assistance to you in any way, it's pretty limited, but I can make some calls. KQ4KTU, over.
As soon as I have something, I may reach back out to you. I do appreciate that.
Any way possible.
So, has anybody heard anything about Bat Cave over there down below the Lake Lure Dam? Have they evacuated it or anything like that out there? I didn't know. If you don't mind, if you want to jump over on the 146-40 machine and reach out over there and see if they got any information on that, because I know there's several club members that live down that way.
For that information, I appreciate it and will do. Over. I heard part of that on the radio. They were talking about evacuation.
6640 with a tone of 91.5.
WLL. Well, I heard it on the broadcast a while ago. They were talking about evacuations below Lake Lure.
There's a couple guys over that way that I text with on a regular basis, but I can't text with them at all, and haven't heard anything out of them, so I was just wondering if they were okay.
Yeah, roger that. It appears the Exxon at Brushy Creek and Buncombe in Greer has fuel, but you're sitting in a parking lot.
To store anywhere that's getting any power or services right now, you're going to be there a while.
Yeah, roger that. And they do have some traffic lights here in the area of the Greer Hospital, so it's coming back a little bit slowly, but it's coming back, seems like.
I know Gavin come in here earlier and said several of the hospitals were all backup generators, so I know they're going to be a priority. Get power back to them first, so hopefully it doesn't take them long, but with the main transmission lines down in a couple areas, it's going to be a minute.
Okay, if I do be a little clear.
HKX, standing by.
KL4HKX, it's WW4JET.
How can I help you this afternoon?
Just a report for you. Easley's got spotty power, certain sections on, certain sections off. There is gas available. There's gas lines. Haven't seen those in a while. But there's gas available in different gas stations along the way here. Just a heads up if people are asking for locations.
Hopefully people listening out there will get the information they need. I appreciate you bringing that in here, and I hope you and your family are doing okay.
Big road clearing job this morning. Worked for a few hours on that, and thankfully it's done, and no real injuries or a couple homes, some damage with trees and a garage with a car in it. Totally lost, but thankfully, that's it. Just property, no injuries.
Thankfully, that property can all be replaced or taken care of, so that's a good thing. And you be safe out there. And are you going to be monitoring the repeater for a little while?
I'll be on here for the next half hour or so, at least. You need some help, or what's up?
There's people trying to reach out to that side and cross the counties and stuff like that. No cell service, no phone lines or anything like that. Maybe you could make a connection for me.
No doubt. Let me know if I need a hand with anything. I'll try to help out if I can. No problem. Thanks, Patrick, for doing what you're doing. WW4JET, of course.
I'm glad to do it. Didn't realize I was going to be doing it when I woke up this morning, but here we are.
This, the 12 inches of... Just a heads up, I did register a gust at 95 knots on my weather station. before, before. That's probably our area. I know it's different everywhere, but and that surprised me. That was a little high.
That's probably why all these trees are down. Because 95 knots, what's that in miles per hour?
Category 1 hurricane strength, that would be about 105 or something like that if you did the conversion.
I was thinking right around 100 mile an hour, so that neighborhood anyway, but I know they were calling for 70 plus up here, so I don't know any reports, but my grandfather's got a rain gauge right out the road from me, and he reported to me this morning that we had over 15 inches of rain yesterday and this morning.
That's if you had 3 days of rain at my place, it'd probably be close to that. But I could tell you it's about 12 inches for the last 2 days. So the trees had no chance with that kind of wind, all that water, you know.
No chance at all with all that water. And they're calling for a record flood up here in Transylvania County where I'm at. They're expecting it to crest it, the water to crest at over 27 and a half feet, which is the record. So there's going to be a lot of water coming off these mountains. It's not going to y'all. It's going up to Tennessee or over to Tennessee, but most of it. So thankfully it won't be coming down there to y'all.
Yeah, well, I haven't driven over to the North Saluda River along Highway 11. I haven't seen that, but I'm sure it's, I bet you it's getting close to Highway 11, and that's down there usually, you know. But, all right, I'll free it up here. Let me know if you need anything. I'll be monitoring. Very good. Thanks for your help. WW4JET is clear.
Matt, good to talk to you, and thanks for help coming by and bringing that information. KO4HK, standing by. DOS, KI4DOS, KO4HKX.
4HKX, KQ4KFK, can you copy?
4KFK, was it? This is KO4HKX. F station, can you come back with your call sign, KO4HKX here?
KQ4 Kilo Foxtrot Kilo.
Go ahead with your message. KO4HKX here.
Advising for anyone that might be listening in the Greenville area, I just drove down to the Sphinx on Poinsett and Stone. They have gas, but there's lines around the building, and then further down towards downtown Greenville, the QT on Poinsett Highway also has gas. They have power, that whole area, the McDonald's, all those places have power, but it is busy as all get out. I don't know how much longer they're going to have gas, so.
And can I get a name?
Kilo Fox, or Kilo Quebec, 4 Kilo Foxtrot Kilo.
Hopefully you can hear me.
4KFK radio check.
Been holding the mic down somewhere, or rolled over on it, a seat set on it, something. But you're making it into the repeater.
Copy. Yeah, I just wanted to pass that along for anyone who's listening in the Greenville area, the Poinsett Highway Sphinx towards downtown Greenville and the QT off of Stone and Poinsett Highway have fuel and power, along with a couple of the restaurants down there.
Good information. Thanks for relaying that in here. And you be safe out there. And hopefully you made it to your family members. KO4HKX.
I'm down the road from them. Our driveway is still covered with trees. We tried to call fire, Duke, water company, anyone that we can. And it's just me with a hatchet trying to take down these 60-foot oak trees trying to get to them. But I'm making it through slowly.
You be careful, and I'll be here monitoring a repeater if you need anything. KO4HKX.
You got that, too.
KO5WLL.
Ed.
Just let you know, Spartanburg County 911 system's out of service at this time. They just put out an alert on the cell phones that 911 is down.
It's been out for since this morning. There's a message I got. Chad come in here earlier and relayed that in, and they put out a phone number to call.
Let's just be reiterating that then, too. I just got it. This is just a few minutes ago.
Probably coming in from this morning when cell service finally came back up.
That's a possibility, too. But anyways, I'm traveling still in the Greer area. There's power lines, trees down. If the roads are full of cars for some reason, I don't understand. And I'm out here with them. I'm working my way back towards the house now.
Careful out there. KO4HKX.
KA5WLL.
TR, KO4HKX. N0TR, KO4HKX. 4HKX, standing by.